IVM. Hi everybody, welcome to the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I must say, I had such a great time putting together season 1 for you. It showcased my strengths, weaknesses, routines, regimes, hacks with some of the best people I know. I've been wanting to come back to the IVM studio to record something super fresh, interesting, exciting, and something twice as energetic. So drum roll please, because I present to you the season 2 of the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I know consistency is a huge pitfall in your physical and mental resilience, and that's why I present to you the Tabata Tuesdays and Thriving Thursdays. In this monsoon season, or any season for that matter, I'm going to ensure that you get your weekly dose of a physical and mental boost in true kinetic living style. So for the next 13 weeks, Tabata Tuesdays will bring you a 4-minute workout that you can do anywhere. You don't need gym, you don't need props, just your body weight. And Thriving Thursdays is really close to my heart because it's going to be about cultivating a mindset that will elevate you from your daily survival mode to the thriving mode. Welcome to the Kinetic Living Podcast. This is Tabata Tuesdays with Coach Urmi, and I'm incredibly excited for today's episode because today is the last week of our journey towards stronger legs and freedom from knee pain. So if you're listening to this for the first time, then make sure you go through exercises 1 to 5 before you attempt the 6th one, especially if you're someone who is a beginner or recovering or has previous issues related to knees or ankles. So let's get started. Today's exercise is called the drop squat, which is a progression from the last isometric and dynamic movements, including a small hop or a small plyometric movement with a strengthening movement like a squat. So this is how you're going to do it. First, try to visualize it, and then we do this together. You stand with your feet together and then you hop both of them together at shoulder distance, simultaneously sitting back in a squat. Make sure in the squat your knees are not buckling in, and at the same time hop back up to standing position with your feet together. So again, hop them out and sit down in a squat. Your feet are shoulder distance right now. Hop back into the center with feet together and in the standing position. You inhale as you go down in the squat. You exhale as you hop back up to standing. Throughout, your chest will come almost parallel to the ground, depending on your flexibility. So let's get started. Find a space which is about a square distance, and you can do this in your office or at your home or maybe at the gym as a finisher for your lower body workout. We are going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Land with the balls of your feet and then the heel as you hop out. And the same thing, land with the balls of your feet and the heels as you hop back in. Inhale down, exhale up. 3, 2, 1, relax. 20 seconds on and 10 seconds off. Three, two, one, go. Hop out on the inhale, touch the floor, exhale as you come up to standing. Try to touch the floor as you drop down into a squat and exhale as you come up back to standing. Tighten the glutes, engage the abs, and relax. Please make sure that your knees are not buckling in and your heels are down in the squat position, and go. Stepping your feet out not more than shoulder distance apart. Inhale down, exhale up. Inhale down, exhale up. That should be the pace ideally. 3, 2, 1, relax. All the previous weeks of understanding how to raise your heels, strengthening your quads is being put to the test right now. and go. Try to land softly on your feet, almost like a ninja. Tighten the glutes at the top. And 3, 2, 1, relax. Your thighs should be burning by now. Your heart rate will be high. Catch your breath and smile. You're doing this for yourself. And go. Back straight. Shoulder blades away from the ears. Inhale down, exhale up. Inhale down, exhale up. You got this. And relax. And 3, 2, 1, go. Maintain form and quality of movement over speed. Trust me, exercise done better are better than doing hundreds of reps. If you're averaging 12 to 15 reps, you're doing great. And rest. Even if you're able to do 6 reps, it's fine. And 3, 2, 1, go. Try to maintain your pace in all the 8 sets. You got this, guys. Inhale down, exhale up. Tighten your glutes and abs to go from the down to the up position. And relax. This is the last round. And if you're experiencing knee pain, and go. If you're experiencing knee pain, make sure you don't do the hop. Step out in a squat, step back to standing. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, relax. And that's it. That was the 8th set in your Tabata workout for the drop squats. We are at the end of 6 weeks and I can't tell you how proud I am if you've done all the 6 weeks because you are definitely your way, because you are definitely stronger in your lower body, in your balance, and you definitely have achieved freedom from knee pain. Write to me about any doubts you might have or any injuries that you would like to tackle and I will help you with that. If you have any queries about any other injuries or your workouts, definitely write to me. Stay tuned for the next super exciting goal for the next 6 weeks on the coming Tuesday. I can't wait to share it with you guys. But until then, stay kinetic.